some people might think or might have been taught that, oh, I'm still young, I'm not sick, I'm healthy. I'll take my time, take it, just relax, you know, don't have to be so kanjong, you know. But this is a mistake again, yeah, because what if death happens, yeah? Then it's too late, yeah. Because we have to understand that there's such a thing as death and impermanence, yeah. There's no certainty as to when we're going to die. You can't guarantee that death will only occur when one is old, yeah. There's no certainty, yeah. So and when it's time to go, yeah, you cannot just say, I'm not going to go, yeah. When it's time to go, then we have to leave everything behind and go on to the next life. Since that's the case, you know, therefore, we have to start the practice right now, yeah.
有些人他们会想说，我现在还年轻，我也没有什么病痛，我还很健康，我身体很健康，所以我的时间多得很，所以我可以慢慢来，慢慢的去修。但是这是一个很错误的一个想法，因为如果死亡的时候怎么办呢？就是如果一旦死亡来临的时候呢，这一切就太晚了，因为我们要记得，这个人生呢，他就是受着死亡和这个和无常所拘束住的，我们是没有办法保证说我们到年老的时候我们才会死亡，这死亡跟死亡是随时都可以来临的，所以我们不是说我们到某一个岁数才死亡，随时都会发生的。因此呢，如果死亡来临的时候，也不能说对不起，我这个时候我不想死，我晚一点再去，这也不行的。你如果死亡来临的时候，我们就是得去的。因此呢，我们如果要修习佛法的话呢，我们应该从现在就开始修行佛法，而不要再等。
So we need to practice well, practice the Dharma well, yeah. But what kind of Dharma practice are we talking about? What is it that should be practiced? What is it that we should actualize? No? We should practice a teaching that is free of mistakes. We should not practice a teaching that has errors or that is kind of mixed up, or we cannot practice or engage in a method that will not enable us to achieve our ultimate goals, yeah? So we need to practice the teachings that are free from all these mistakes. Okay?
Therefore,我们要好好的去修行佛法，但是我们要修行什么样？我们是要怎么样去修行呢？我们真正要证悟的是什么东西呢？ 我们所要修行的这个法门呢，应该就是它是完全没有任何的错误的，然后它也不是就是混乱的，没有任何的错误或者是混乱的，而且它可以帮助我们达成我们的目标。我这里呢，大气的，可能是呢，那得，不达下家，不气的，那咱们那个从，通嘛气送的。
Buddha-sācā-tāpārīya, Zambo, Rwa, Penji Dewa, Tatu Dine, Dhe Tatu Gares, Shitin Rejit Gha, Nyanan Chayi Res.
So what is the Dharma that we should practice? No? So the Dharma that we are practicing, you know, that we should practice, was first taught by Shakyamuni Buddha himself. Yeah, and then subsequently later on, the Lama Atisha, the Indian great master Lama Atisha, wrote the essence of all the teachings of the Buddha into in the form of this text, which is called The Lamb for the Path to Enlightenment. Yeah, and the essence of that text, The Lamb of the Path to Enlightenment, is basically the three principal aspects of the path, namely renunciation, bodhicitta, and the correct view of reality. So you can say that these three principal aspects of the path are like the essence, the very heart of the essence of all the teachings of the Buddha. Yeah. And so if we practice this essential, this the heart of the essence of all the Buddha's teachings, which are these three principal aspects, yeah, then we will be able to accomplish all our temporal and our ultimate goals, yeah, achieve the peerless happiness.
We 所需要的，我们所需要修习的佛法的法门是什么呢？ 这个佛法呢，它是由释迦牟尼佛他首先解说的，然后他后来呢，阿底迦尊者他又把佛陀他的教法呢的精华，写成一部论，也就是《菩提灯道论》。 而这菩提灯道论它的精华呢，又全部呢已经包含在这三主要道里面，也就是说出离心、菩提心，还有空性正见。如果我们可以好好的去修习这三主要道的话呢，也就是说我们是在修习佛他的这个教法的心要所在。而且呢，如果我们可以修习这个三主要道的话呢，
它就可以帮助我们得到我们世间跟出世间的种种的目标，而且呢可以使到我们达成我们最究竟的目标，也就是无上的解脱。我等那也是，那去年两年先完了，俺们去的西谷了是，是吧？去马新呢？俺们两年先到西谷嘛，接着咱们。
So, in order to practice the Dharma or the teachings of the Buddha, to put it into the practice, we need to know what is the Dharma. Yeah. So if we do not know what is the teaching of the Buddha, then we do not know. We will not know or understand the method or the way of putting those teachings into practice. Yeah. And in order for us to know or to understand the teachings of the Buddha, we first need to listen, hear the teachings. Yeah. Yeah. So therefore, you should now pay close attention, listen well to what is going to be taught. Yeah.
如果我们要修习佛法的话呢，我们就必须知道什么是佛法，因为如果我们不知道什么是佛陀他的教法的话呢。 我们就不知道怎么样可以正确的去修行，因此呢，如果我们要知道怎么样去修行的话，我们就必须要听闻佛法。因此，今天晚上呢，我们就是要真正的去仔细的去聆听，专心的聆听。啊，我等那也是，等的去写的，就是的，你们什么都要买，是吧？
现在咱那里面广告了嘛，这些人了呢，啊，看看这来么都是，是吧？但是呢，但是多多宁波，是吧？宁波多多了的，那么就等于等于现在，啊，就是现在，啊，容易死。啊，since
we only have four sessions, yeah, to to finish this particular text. Yeah. So if I were to explain each and every single point in detail, then there's no way we'll be able to finish. Yeah. So I guess I will just explain in brief. Yeah, the main points. Yeah.
我们这次的说法呢，总共只有四堂课，因此呢，如果我们要在四堂课里面呢，就完全详细的解说这个三主要道的这个文字呢，可能是比较困难的啊，没有那种时间，因此呢，仁波切他将会把这些各个的重点呢，会跟大家介绍一下。
So the essence of all the teachings of the conqueror. You have the text here? Yeah, okay, we've started. So the essence of all the teachings of the conqueror of all the Buddhas is basically the lamrim, or the stages of the path to enlightenment. And the essence of the lamrim, or the essence of the stages of the path to enlightenment, is basically the three principal aspects of the path. Yeah. So if we understand well the three principal aspects of the path and then put it into practice, this is the same as understanding or practicing the essence of all the teachings of the Buddha. Yeah.
And 这里呢，他就说啊，我们现在看那个三主要道它的这个原文了。那第一呢，就是一切。佛与心要义，那这里呢，他说一切佛与心要义，也就是他的心要呢，也就是菩提道次第啊，这菩提道次第呢，也就是这三主要道。因此呢，如果我们可以真正的去了解这个三主要道，然后好好的去修习的话呢，我们就真正的说真的是在修习佛陀教法的他的精要。
So the Dharma, or the teachings that we should practice can be divided into either sutra or tantra. Yeah, but whether it is sutra or tantra, whenever we want to practice the teachings of the Buddha, without understanding and having some experience or actualizing the three principal aspects of the path, renunciation, bodhicitta, and correct view of reality, then one's practice will not be stable. Yeah. So without understanding and then practicing and having some experience of the three principal aspects of the path, then one's practice will not be stable, and in fact it's not good. Yeah.
If 讲到 修行佛法的话，我们所应该修行的啊，我们所修行的这个教法啊，无论是属于